separated quickly. And now it is a three-point game. Timeout, Richland Center. 14 and a half to play on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. Comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Dodgeville applying a full-court press, and the Hornets work it up across the half-court line. Dosh is bumped and fouled there as he went to the far side. And so the foul is called on the Dodgers way out at half-court. That'll be on Isaiah Argo, his second. It'll be Richland Center basketball on the far side. Dosh will bring it in. Hornets by three, 34-31. Inbound pass, Jaden Shep got away from the D. Now brings it back to Dosh. Way outside, back to Shep in the corner, lobs inside. Boswell can't hold on. McGraw steals. Here come the Dodgers. McGraw, half court, wings it left side. Trubaugh Lockhart back to McGraw. Into the lane, and he's fouled on the way by. Foul marked on Richland Center. That'll be on Garrison Weiss, and that will be his first. Hornets second as a team. Dodgeville bringing Gentry Olson into the contest, and Dodgeville will start it in play on the out-of-bounds line. Everybody set, and Dodgeville will take it. Looking, they'll lob it in. There's a three try on the way, and no good for the tie for Krubaugh Lockhart. Rebound Weiss. Garrison Weiss with the basketball. Brings it back the other way. Baseballs it up. Now here is Dosh. Near side. Traveling call as he tried to wheel it out to Trayton Shep. They call him for a walk. Going back the other way now. Dodgeville with the ball. 34-31. Richland Center leading. First time these teams have played this year. They'll play on the, I think it's the last night of the regular season. I believe state wrestling will be underway, so it'll be a real busy week, as it always is that week. Hopefully a lot of area wrestlers will be competing as well that night. On a drive, there's McGraw. Dishes off to Fockler. Rock leads in. Shot in the lane won't go. He's going to be waved off for traveling as well. It'll go back the other way, and it'll be Richland Center basketball. Hornets with the ball, and Bosworth will inbound, brings it into the near side, and Brady Dosh back to Bosworth. Bosworth on the far side will bring it himself. Now the ball knocked away by Dodge. He'll pick up again by West. Slings it over now to Trayton Shep. Shep, West Bosworth. West backs off, starts the dribble, makes the move, fires off to Weiss in the deep corner. Down low and let it too far. Garrison pass. Let Bosworth just a little bit too far, and the turnover puts it back in the hands of Dodgeville. Timeout is going to be called, and the officials are talking it over with Coach Ryan Poles, and something about one of his players. It's a warning, I believe, and so I'm not sure. The warning on Richland Center anyway, either on the bench or a player on the floor, but that'll be the case. And here we go. Dodgeville with a basketball. Bringing it. Now they're setting it up for McGraw. Top of the circle. Back to the left side. Three for the tie. They got it. Bryce Trubaugh Lockhart ties it up at 34. Hornets have now been outscored 10-0 in the most recent stanza. 13 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Richland Center basketball. Bosworth, the all-purpose guy at the point. Fires it off to the right side, and Jaden Shep. Jaden drives to the baseline, backs off. Ball fake for three. Air mills it back to Brady Dosh. Dosh down to Bosworth. They throw it into a crowd, and Dodgeville gets the steal, and a foul is called. Boy, the Hornets are really just forcing the pass into Wes Bosworth. And I know they had some success with that early on, but Dodger is really draping over it now, and hard to get the ball to him. So foul is called on Wes as he tried to get it back. That's his third foul. Dodgeville ball, driving with it is Gentry. Also knocked away. There is Drayton Shep driving down deep, and he is tripped and fouled on the play. And Richland Center will go to the free throw line. So the foul marked. It'll be on number 11, Gentry Olson, his first, team's fifth. And Drayton Shep at the line. Free throw is good. He'll untie the game, 35-34. Lots of scores coming in. Friday nights are typically very busy, especially when there's good weather. Second throw on the way, and that is off the iron. Tipped around, and Dodgeville saves it back in bounds. So the Dodgers have it, down by one. Far side, it goes to Gentry Olson, down to the corner. Now the lob down to the baseline, leaning in. And Olson gets it. Shot blocked by Bosworth. Picked up by Jaden Shep. All loose on the floor. And a foul is called, I believe, on the up ahead. So they're going to mark that on number one, Brock Fockler. That'll be his first into the game for the Hornets. Kaizen Swistenberg and Gary Weiss will check out. So it's Richland Center basketball. And the Hornets started in play. Setting it up across the timeline, Wes Bosworth. 12:06 to play, Hornets by one. Here's Drayton Shep. Back to Brady Dodge, left wing. Brady, quick move. Jumps into the lane. Tough shot, won't go. Foul called on the rebound. They're throwing a lot of fouls down. This one is on Dodgeville on the rebound attempt. That'll be already their seventh foul, and we're at the 12-minute mark. And the foul is on Andrew Hessling. That's his fourth. He'll come out of the lineup. Quickly back in is John McGraw for Dodgeville. And Schwitzenberg goes to the free throw line. He has a basket tonight, his first trip to the stripe. Gives the ball a spin. This one in the air, and that one is good. Hornets lead by two at 36-34. Second one coming up. Lancaster pulling away from Prairie du Chien, 46-23 in boys basketball. Free throw in the air. That's short. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. And then I believe there's a violation on the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Drayton Shep, which will be his second foul. Richland Center's fourth as a team. Platteville leading River Valley, 34-19. That was the halftime score. Wazika Steuben girls leading North Crawford, 31-2. Ball comes right side for Dodgeville. Now they'll take it to McGraw. McGraw, free throw line, knocked away. Keeps the dribble, drives back to the left side. Back toward half court. Left side, Fockler. Top of the circle, Halverson. Lobs to the near side. There's a foul as the Hornets go for the ball in the corner. And the foul is going to be called on Jaden Shep, which will be his second. And for the Hornets, their fifth. So Dodgeville will have the basketball and the Hornets on the defense from the baseline. 36-34, Richland Center, 11:33 remaining. Pass comes in play. Off a screen, there's Halverson. He is going to be now giving up to the right side. McGraw takes it down to the corner. Graver back to McGraw. Wing right in front of the Dodgeville bench. Drives toward the lane. Free throw line extended. Kicks it off now to Halverson. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Halverson driving. Back to the top of the wheel. Sets it up. Throws it inside. Pass to the corner. And dribbling it out of bounds. The Dodgers. They lost the handle. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Good defense. Into the game. Griffin Bush for the Dodgers. Griffin, just a sophomore. Dodgeville, a fairly young team. McGraw and Garthwaite are both seniors. Other than that, juniors and some sophomores that play quite a lot, including Griffin Bush and Gentry Olson and Jace Halverson. Ball comes in play now for the Hornets. It's going to be Shep on the far side. 10:55 to go. Hornets by two. Schwitzenberg on the left wing. Top of the circle. Freight Shep inside for Bosworth. Offensive foul called on Wes Bosworth. They're calling for a push-off as he tried to get open for the pass, and that is foul number four. So it started out as a promising night for Wes, and he's got to be careful. He's got to come out of the game now with four fouls. And Garrison Weiss is back in. Ithaca girls leading Seneca 32-11 at the half. Middle Point girls leading 29-19 over Riverdale. On a drive, it's going to be a foul, offensive foul called on Dodgeville. So we didn't have a lot of fouls in the first half. Boy, oh boy, has it changed here in the second half. And this is foul number two on Griffin Bush. Hornets bring it in play. Dodge trying to get it down low, taken away, stolen by Fockler. Fockler to the right side, Dodgeville ball, 10:35 to play. Been a while since either has scored. 36-34, Hornets, ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Schwitzenberg goes in and gets the ball and a jump ball call. Hornets were trying to get a timeout. Couldn't secure possession of the ball. And it will be Dodgeville ball on the baseline underneath the basket. They stack up the out-of-bounds play. Here comes the long pass inbounds. Griffin Bush in the backcourt. Now top of the circle. Throws it left side. There's a screen and a Hornet foul on the push. So that's going to be on Trayton Shep. Pushed off on the screen. And that'll be the Hornets' seventh foul. So Dodgeville will go to the free throw line. And we're going to, this is going to be decided at the free throw line. Most games are, but this one may be more than anywhere because we're already in the bonus for both teams. Dodgeville with eight fouls. Richland Center with seven. 10:21 to go. And Brock Fockler at the line. Free throw is no good. But for rebound, Brady Dosh. Dosh bringing it, winging it. Far side, Jaden Shep. Jaden out of drive, back to the free throw line. Weiss, Dosh around the weak side. Now drives, lays it up, good. Brady Dosh with the basket. Hornets by four, 38-34. Dodgeville ball, 10 minutes to play. Top of the circle, Halverson to the corner. McGraw, three on the way, no good. What for? Chip back to the corner. Dodgeville again. Three up, no good for Krubaugh. Luckert, and a traveling call to the rebound attempt. McGraw was trying to tightrope the line and couldn't quite get it done, so it goes back to the Hornets. Into the game for Richland Center, Cutler Palmer, Jack Graber checks in for the Dodgers. It will be Richland Center basketball. Schwitzenberg with the ball. And now it's going to be Shep. Shep brings it near side, throws it into the hands of Brock Fockler, takes it away. And Graber with a basketball. Dodgeville will set it up. Back to the near side. On a drive, the Dodgers. Oh, swatted by Palmer. He got a great block. Back to Dodgeville. He'll try again. Takes a shot. No good. Does Krubaugh Lockhart, but he's fouled on the play. And will go to the free throw line. That's on Jaden Shep, his third. And that'll put Dodgeville at free throw line. Krubaugh Lockhart, 3 of 6. From the stripe. Free throw is good. Three-point game, 38-35. 9:26 remaining. One more in the air, and that one is good as well. 38-36 in favor of the Hornets here on the road at Dodgeville tonight. First time around, you get the feeling that this is going to be a struggle for both teams all the way to the end. Pass goes left side. Oh, stolen by Dodgeville. They can tie it, and they will with a layup good. A pick two, and Halverson gets the basket, and we are back to even. 38 apiece. 9:11 to go. Hornets had a 10-point lead early on in this half, but not now. High school boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Welcome back to Dodgeville High School. It's going to be a ball game right to the wire. 8 fouls apiece on these teams with 9:11 to go, and we are tied at 38. Jaden Shep will walk it across the half-court line. Hornets trying to get going after the timeout. Dodgeville putting the pressure on. Shep goes to the right side. Palmer back to Jaden, top of the circle. Back to Palmer. Nothing. Back to Jaden, top of the circle. Now he'll drive. Swings it over to Dodge, coming down the boulevard. He is trapped in the corner. Swings it back to Shep, and the Hornets set up shop. Off a screen, Jaden goes left side, nothing to go. Throws it back to the right side, and the Hornets resume. Dodge left side, Shep top of the circle. Good defense by Dodgeville, hanging in the zone right now, but really putting the pressure on the perimeter. Right side, Palmer rolls it low, and Dodgeville trying to get the steal and touch the left. Dodgeville would have been better off to let it go. I think it was heading off of the Hornets, but they tried to save it, and it will be Richland Center basketball. 8:28 to go, 38 apiece. Highland boys hit a total of 100 tonight. 105 to 55, they win against Judah. Here's a shot by Shep. No good, did not draw iron, goes out of bounds. It'll be Dodgeville basketball. Bangor, 45, Cashton, 20. Wazika Steuben, 45-25 over North Crawford. That's in the second half. Ithaca leading Seneca, 32-11 at the half in girls basketball. Ball at the top of the circle. Now here's a wide-open three for Dodgeville on the lead. No good for Krubau Lockhart. Rebound by Schwitzenberg of the Hornets. Back to Jaden Shep. Shep with the ball, brings it up near the half-court line. Dodgeville extending his defense. They switch to a man defense. Pass goes left side. Schwitzenberg down to the baseline. That's going to be Gary Weiss. Knocked away by Dodgeville. Picked up by McGraw. McGraw driving. McGraw scoring. And Dodgeville leads. That'll make it 40-38. Dodgeville, 7:39 remaining. Ball comes to the Hornets. They're going to go to the corner for an answer. Three for Dodge. No good. Rebound Dodgeville. Dodgeville spins it up. They're going to get it to McGraw. Lays it up good. And he scores. Dodgeville by 4. Dodgeville with the full court press. Jaden Shep is pressured. Gives it back to Brady Dodge to the corner. Palmer for 3. In and out. Rebound Weiss. He's fouled on the football. 42-38. Dodgeville on a roll. Let's see. They have scored a total of 8 points in a row. Earlier, they went on a 10-0 run. Hornets have led by 10 in this game a couple of times. Going to the free throw line is Garrison Weiss. Free throw in the air and no good. He will get one more. One of three from the line tonight. Weiss has 6 points. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved. Hornets trying to get at least within 3. Weiss at the line. It's in the air. It is good. 42-39. Wes Bosworth checks in. He's got 4 fouls. Garrison Weiss comes out, and Wes can't be the typical Wes out there now with 4 fouls. They have to be a lot more careful. A couple of fouls he's had tonight were just kind of one of those incidental, you know, kind of bad night things. It was clearly a foul, but it was nothing that was obvious. And the ball comes back to the right side. Tough shot for Dodgeville. No good. There's West with the rebound. Bosworth instantly impacts the game, brings it out to the left side. And Jaden Shep, 6:50 to play. Dodgeville leading 42-39. Shep to Schwitzenberg. Tyson drives. He's cut off on the baseline. Gives it back now to Jaden Shep. Shep left side, Palmer. Down to Schwitzenberg. Deep corner. Schwitzenberg looking. And now brings it back to Brady Dosh. Dosh on a drive. Palmer, right wing. Bosworth, left wing. Hornets down by 3. 6:22 to go. Back to Jaden Shep. Shep drives baseline, pulls up. He's going to be called for traveling. It'll go back to the Dodgers. And the Dodgers will bring him length of the floor. Into the game will be Gentry Olson. Dodgeville with a win on the year in the conference, but they have played just about everybody tough this year. Olson brings it across the timeline, firing it to the far side. Now top of the circle. It is Brock Fockler. Fockler back to Krubot Lockhart. Pass comes to Halverson. Dodgeville is kind of slowing it up a little bit. McGraw on the left side. Now they'll find a cutter in the lane, leading in and scoring is Krubot Lockhart. 44-39, Dodgeville, 5:45 to play in the ballgame. Dodgeville's win against Prairie du Chien early in the year in the conference, their only win in the Southwest. Ball comes back to Schlitzenberg. Now to Shep. Jason on a drive, throws it low. He's fouled on the way by the Dodgers. They'll call it on number Halverson, it looks like. 21, Jace Halverson. And going to the line will be Jaden Shep. He is 1-for-2. 5:31 to go. Hornish needs some points. Free throw is in or out. Can't get it to go. One more coming up. Richland Center turns around and plays another opponent on Monday. Black River Falls, not a common opponent. Free throw on the way, and that one bounces in for Jaden Shep. Four-point game, 44-40. Dodgeville, 5:28 to go. Top of the circle, Halverson. Right wing, Kuba Lockhart. Left wing, Fockler. Little light of day on the weak side. He's cut off. Schlitzenberg sliding the feet. Ball goes back top of the circle. Dodgeville sets it again. Left side, Halverson. Down to the corner. Dodgeville, there's McGraw. Pulls up, 16-footer, short. Rebound straight to Shep. Shep with a basketball. Needs some help. Fires back to Jaden. And the Hornets will take it across the timeline. Shep with the ball off to the near side. Brady Dosh. Dosh with the ball on a drive. Down deep in the lane. Creates a shot. It goes. What a move by Brady Dosh. Want to see that on a replay. 44-42. Dodgeville. 4:40 to play. Dodgeville takes it left side. Getting set to bring in a couple of subs. Pass on the left side. Now back to the top of the circle. Fockler. Just across the half-court line, brings it back to Krubot Lockhart. Dodgeville taking a breath now. He'll start it to McGraw on the right wing. McGraw on a drive in the lane, creates, shot won't go, rebound Bosworth. Hornets can tie or take the lead. Bosworth across half-court, 4:12 to play. Dodgeville by two. Down to the corner, Drayton Shep, Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth. Shot is up, no good, and the foul called. Wes will get two. Bosworth with four fouls, and probably every time that whistle blows, he's thinking, uh-oh, because the last time it went, he was called kind of in a similar situation for a push-off, trying to get open for that inside pass. So he'll go to the line. The foul is on. Krubot Lockhart is first. Bosworth at the line, in the air, and good with a free throw. 3 of 3 from the line, 13 points, 44-43. Bosworth looking to tie. One more free throw. He'll take a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that is no good. Rebound by McGraw. McGraw with the ball. 44-43. Dodgeville now off to Griffin Bush. Bush on the right side. Fockler drives lane, and he's fouled on the way by the Hornets. That'll be the team's ninth. Dodgeville's last foul is in 10th, so double bonus the rest of the way for the Hornet shooters. Ithaca boys losing 46-45 tonight to visiting Seneca. Middle point leading Riverdale 31-22 second half. Free throw by Dodgeville is good by Fockler. And Dodgeville takes a two-point lead, 45-43. Second throw coming. Fockler with a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. A couple of clutch free throws, 46-43. Dodgeville with 3:52 to play. Here is Shep taking it across the half-court line. Dosh just to the right of the top of the key. Schlichtenberg meets it right wing. Back to Trayton Shep. Jaden on the left wing. Jaden drives. Pass comes back. It's knocked away by Dosh on the front court. And there's a foul call. A couple of players collide. And that'll be called on Trayton Shep. That'll be his fourth. So he and Wes Bosworth each have four fouls. And Dodgeville goes to the line with 3:35 to go. Fans on the edge of their seats here tonight. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Bush missing the free throw. Hornets bench with a couple of guys that, again, have been getting back from being under the weather. So they've played sparingly tonight. This one in the air, and that one is no good for Dodgeville. And the rebound by the Hornets, and we have a foul called on the rebound attempt. So the foul is on Dodgeville, and we'll get two free throws for Richland Center at the other end. Foul is on Kruba Lockhart. And going to the line, I believe, again, is Wes Bosworth. So 3:34 to go now. Hornets down by three. And Wes Bosworth at the line. Free throw is in the air, and it is no good. Into the game for the Dodgers, number zero, John McGraw. Black River Falls girls beating Viroqua tonight, 32-24, second half. Hillsboro 36-32 on Royal girls basketball, second half. This one is good for Wes. That'll make it a two-point game, 46-44, 3:31 to go. Dodgeville with the ball. Cutting in the lane. They lost it. Picked up by Bosworth. Up ahead to Trayton Shep. Jaden Shep makes the move, and he's going to be called for traveling. Maybe a couple of steps on the way to the basket, and the basket is called off. It'll be Dodgeville ball. 3:21 to go. Dodgeville by two. Griffin Bush across the half-court line. Left side. Kruba Lockhart with the ball. Back to the right side, Hessling. Hessling, Halverson, top of the circle. Halverson opposite the pick. He's going to go to the near side with a pass that's deflected. Bosworth picked up by Trayton, Shep to Jaden. Home run pass, lays it up, no good. And an over-the-back foul left. Bosworth had just fouled out of the game. He went up for the rebound, and there was someone that came for the rebound. It was a little shorter than him, in front of him, and that's going to be all she wrote, unfortunately, for the senior tonight. Bosworth, who started the game with a real hot hand and has done a lot of things well tonight, but couldn't avoid the fifth foul, finishes with a total of 14 points and leaves with 2:54 to go. Dodgeville at the line. Free throw is good. That one bounces in for Kruba Lockhart, and they go back up by seven, 47-44. Second one on the way. That one is good. Dodgeville by four once again. 48-44. 2:52 to go. Trayton Shep with the basketball. Gary Weiss in the middle now. Liam Fingerson again has been out a considerable amount of time with sickness tonight. Shot on the way. No good for the Hornets shooter, but it looks like a foul has been called on Dodgeville. That'll be on Griffin Bush, which will be his third. So Jaden Shep goes to the line. They're all big here now. Guaranteed two. Free throw in the air, and it is going to walk in. That'll make it 48-45. We've had two games come down to the wire in back-to-back nights. Dodgeville River Valley girls last night. This one is good by Jaden Shep. Hornets again within two. 48-46. Nice to have close games. And out of bounds, it's going to be stopped for Dodgeville. They've got a timeout. 2:37 to play. Down to the wire tonight in Dodgeville, 48-46. Dodgers leading the Hornets in boys basketball for WRCO Sports.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Thanks to our sponsors, WRCO Sports Boosters, that gives Phil a social life. Get a chance to get out, mingle, and watch some b-ball. And this is a good one. Dodgeville with the lead, 48-46, 2:37 to play. They have the ball on the out-of-bounds line, near side, and they'll bring it in play. Griffin Bush with a basketball. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Bush off to the left side, Krubaugh Lockhart. And Dodgeville's done a pretty good job of kind of taking the air out recently and controlling the tempo. Now it's going to be Krubaugh Lockhart driving. He thought he had a layup, and it's going to be pushed out by Weiss. He'll home run it up the court and knocked away from Shep. And Dodgeville tries again. They'll throw it down low. Tough shot up, and that one won't go, but a foul is called. Krubaugh Lockhart will get two free throws. It looked like the net got slapped as well. I'm not sure. That could have been an offensive player as well, but almost looked like there might have been basket interference. So foul is on the Hornets, Kaizen Schlitzenberg, his fourth. The free throw is good by the Dodgers. Krubaugh Lockhart with a total of 8 from the free throw line, and Dodgeville leads by 3. This one in the air, that one is good as well. So Dodgeville again by 4, 2:12 to play, and the ball comes across the timeline. Jaden Shep and the Hornets. Every possession now for Richland Center is important. Jaden drives down deep, takes it up. Baseline jumper on the way and good. Jaden Shep, both the Hornets within 2. 50-48. 1:53 to go. Dodgeville across the half-court line, down to the corner. They'll try a 3 on the way for Bush. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hessling. Kicks it out. McGraw back to Bush. Near side 15-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound Dodgeville. Back up. It is no good for Krubaugh Lockhart and Weiss, and the Hornets finally secure the rebound. Down by 2, a minute 31. Right side, Jaden Shep, a little light of day, goes in. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Dodgeville with a minute 24. John McGraw with the ball. 50-48 Dodgeville. Dodgers taking across. Both teams have put shots up rather quickly. I think both coaches are saying, okay, take a little time and if it's there, take it. Otherwise, now if you're Dodgeville, you got a 2-point lead. It's going to be double bonus. They have to try and force the Hornets to foul if they want the ball back. Ball goes back to the middle. Now Krubaugh Lockhart with the ball, guarded by Gary Weiss, drives to the far side, double team, and now Dodgeville in the corner going to take a timeout. Coach McGraw takes a full timeout. 51 seconds remaining. Dodgeville ball, when we return, they're up 50-48 on the Hornets here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. Phil Nee with you. 51 seconds remaining. Dodgers 50, Richland Center 48. Dodgers will have the ball near the half-court line. The inbounder is Bryce Krubaugh Lockhart. Hornets putting some pressure on. The ball comes into the backcourt. It's loose. And Dodgeville and Jaden Shep diving for it into the corner. Out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Jaden got there right about the same time as Chase Halverson. They were both going for it, and they say Halverson touched it last, and the Hornets are going to set up a play out of bounds from the near side. 49 seconds to play. Dodgeville by two. Jaden Shep looking to bring the ball in play from the deep corner. Bounces it in. Gary Weiss has it taken away. He didn't see Griffin Bush coming from the left side, and it's going to be a Dodgeville takeaway up to the midcourt line, and a foul called on the Hornets with 40 seconds to play. That'll put the ball at the free throw line for two free throws. The Dodgers will take a look from the stripe. Bryce Truba Lockhart takes a look, gets the ball from the official. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it's good. That's a big one there. That puts him up by three, and the next one could be even bigger, making it a two-possession game. 51-48. 40 seconds. This one is good as well. Money shots. He's got 11 free throws tonight that are made. 52-48. Hornets got to get something quick. 34 seconds. Jaden Shep driving to the corner. Creighton Shep for three. No good. Grimshoff, rebound Dodgeville. Pulled down by Andrew Hessling. Far side Bush. Back to the middle, 22 seconds, and the Hornets' Brady Dosh has to foul him. 21 seconds to play. The Dodgers getting by the Hornets here after the Hornets led by 10. At that point, it was 34-24. You had the feeling that Richland Center was going to pull away, but this Dodger team, as they have many games, they've been close. In a lot of games, they keep fighting, and the Hornets have not had the answer here. Free throw is good. That'll make it 53-48. 21 seconds remaining. One more coming up. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Trayton Shep. Shep with the basketball to Jaden. Jaden down the boulevard and goes up, and it won't go. Tipped around. Gary Weiss with the rebound. Put that good, and he's fouled. That'll make it 53-50 with 11 seconds remaining. And he's got a chance to get the three-point play. Senior Gary Weiss at the line tonight, 2 of 4. He'll take a shot to try and get it within two. On the way, no. Rebound by Dodgeville. There's Griffin Bush again. Dodgeville getting those key boards tonight. That has been the difference in the game, and a foul called on the Hornets with 6 seconds to play. Man, oh man. Every time just a little bit of a window of opportunity is open, and it quickly closes. Dodgeville got the rebound on the missed free throw, which would have brought the Hornets within two, and now they've got free throws with 6 seconds to play, and Truba Lockhart, 11 of 14 from the line tonight. He makes one. That makes it pretty tough. This one in the air, and it is good. He did. That'll make it 54-50. One more for Bryce Truba Lockhart. In the air, that one is no good, and a line violation for Dodgeville, so it wouldn't have counted anyway. So, four-point game. Hornets need to bring it length of the floor. Coach Foles takes a quick timeout. 54-50, our ball game score here at Dodgeville. We will keep it here for this break. Next up, the Hornets will be hosting Black River Falls on Monday. They've got a lot of teams on the schedule that aren't normally there. And, of course, when you're scheduling 24 games, sometimes you got to be creative and go out and find those teams. But interesting story about Black River Falls. And their head coach is the prolific shooter from Grinnell College in Iowa that scored over 100 points some years ago and that was national news. Well, he's the head coach of Black River Falls. That's where he's from. And his name escapes me. Jack is his first name. But we'll have more on that story coming up on Monday. That's kind of one of the side notes of the game. Timeout is over. Kaizen Schwistenberg with the ball. And looking to bring it in play. Pass comes near side. Jaden Shep, half court, 5 seconds. Bombs one on the way. No good. Rebound Dodgeville, and that's going to do it tonight. Dodgeville gets the win. 54-50 as they come back in the second half to give the Hornets a loss here on the road in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Coming up, the Gelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. You're listening to high school sports coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. We've got a post-game show going on here. You're not going to stay and dance? No. Mr. and Mrs. James going by our studio here, our makeshift studio in the stands, but a young man wailing on the electric guitar down there. 54-50 to score. Dodgeville gets out of here with a win. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, certainly got to go with Bryce Kubaugh Lockhart, who was money down the stretch with free throws tonight, makes 12 of 15, but hit five key ones down the stretch to keep his team and just ahead and at bay. The Hornets always had that window of opportunity, and even with 11 seconds left, they were able to get the basket from Garrison Weiss, and he was fouled, but then a missed free throw, and the Hornets couldn't secure a rebound. They could have turned it around right there with a chance to maybe even tie the game at that point, but Dodgeville got another rebound, and it always seemed to be in the hands of number 20, Bryce Kubaugh Lockhart, who does the damage. Of course, double bonus was in effect by that point, and he puts his team over the top here tonight with some good, solid free-throw shooting at the line. Our Duncan Awards turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center, where you can always look for your rewards, big rewards, each and every time you stop. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Did you know winter is the most difficult season to maintain blood supplies in hospitals across the nation, and donors are needed now more than ever? Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. Make a difference in someone's life by donating blood or platelets today. If you're interested in donating, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Welcome back to the Gelenic Plumbing Heating Postgame Show. Dodgeville gets out with a victory 54-50, led by 22 points from Bryce Trubaugh Lockhart. Also 11 points each for John McGraw and for Jace Halverson. 4 by Griffin Bush, 3 for Gentry Olson, and 2 by Andrew Hessling. Leading the way for Richland Center tonight with 14, Wes Bosworth. 11 for Jaden Shep, 10 points for Garrison Weiss, 9 by Brady Dosh, 3 each for Trayton Shep and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Fouling out with 2:54, Wes Bosworth leaving with 14 points. Otherwise, he was the only player to foul out. Both teams were in the double bonus later on, and again, Dodgeville taking advantage as they made the crew ball. Lockhart led the way 12 of 15. For the night, so that certainly helped them stay ahead of Richland Center and improve to 5-8. They are 1-4. I make that 2-3 in the conference now, as they have improved to 2-3. The Hornets fall to 2-3 and are 7-7 on the campaign. And now, for one last time, to fill me flip phone, the Platteville boys have defeated River Valley tonight, 69-43. Lancaster winning against Prairie du Chien, 64-49. Potosi boys getting a win, 67-43 over Barneville. Viroqua and Arcadia tied at 60 going into overtime. Wazika Steuben, 64-33 over North Crawford. Royal boys leading Hillsboro, 46-45 in the second half. That's a big game. Royal certainly in jeopardy of getting knocked off and very high rated these days. Ithaca 51, Seneca 21 in the second half of that girls' basketball game. And earlier tonight, it was Seneca edging Ithaca 46-45 in area boys' basketball. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Our next local sports broadcast coming up Monday night from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse when the Hornets host Black River Falls for a non-conference game. This one goes to the Dodgeville Dodgers tonight as they hold on for a four-point victory, 54-50, the final score here at Dodgeville. Thanks to Joey Martin and the gang at Dodgeville for their hosting duties. They always treat us well here and appreciate that. We'll be back your way with a full week of high school sports. Busy times next week, and the extended forecast does not look like it's going to get in the way of any of our broadcasts next week. But we were able to get 3 of 4 in this week. Earlier tonight, Dodgeville won the JV game 52-25 played here on the big court. And the varsity final, Dodgeville 54, Richland Center 50. Our engineer, welcome back, Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. Billy saying, have a great night and an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. And thank you for supporting local sports on WRCO FM 100.9. WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
the time I walk in a straight line. Ain't always the one the good time burger bite. Every now and then I let out my inner rip. Play with fire, hold hands with the devil.
Doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around, and then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down, and a faded photograph fell out and hit the ground, and I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. I put it in his hand. He said, I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. I hate everything. I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. Said, I hate everything. Said, that one-bedroom apartment where I get my mail is really not a home. It's more like a jail with a swimming pool and a parking lot view. Man, it's just great. I hate summer, winter, fall, and spring. Red, and yellow, purple, blue, and green. I hate everything. I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. And then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. He said, I hate everything. My phone and I called my house. I said, babe, I'm coming home. We're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
This world, if I ever get out of here. She wants to dress me in pink, paints my bedroom blue, and I just laugh to myself, cause only I know the truth. This love is my only emotion, never learn any fear, any pain. It's kind of funny with all this commotion, guess they've got me to blame. They don't even know my name. Finally time, cause that big old world is waiting and it's mine, all mine. Just then everything got real quiet, got real bright, and a man took my hand, said, don't worry, mama's gonna be all. Didn't even know my name.
to missing us and making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight. See you.